Going Infinite. Author, Michael Lewis. Core Thesis. Lewis uses the rise and fall of Sam Bankman-Fried, SBF, and FTX as his narrative spine, seeking to answer a deeper question than how did he fool everyone, how did a young man who believed in effective altruism build a financial empire devoid of any checks and balances under the banner of moral calculation, ending in one of the largest frauds in history. Lewis's unique lens, SBF was not a conventional crook but a rationalist blinded by his own philosophical system. His failure reveals the fatal flaw of utilitarian calculation without restraint. First core insight, effective altruism's moral calculation itself contains risk. SBF's core belief was, make as much money as possible, then donate it all to the most effective charity. This logic came from the effective altruism movement, using data and rational calculation to maximize the charitable utility of every dollar. The problem, when you believe your wealth will ultimately save millions of lives, any present moral compromise has a reasonable excuse. Misappropriating customer funds is just temporary borrowing, because you will earn more to give back later. Lewis reveals, the fatal weakness of utilitarian calculation is that it permits the end justifies the means, and when the end is grand enough, the floor on means disappears. Second core insight, the crypto world lacks traditional finances checks and balances. In traditional finance, SBF's behavior would have been intercepted at multiple nodes, auditors would find accounting inconsistencies, regulators would require fund segregation, boards would question related party transactions. In the crypto world, these checks barely existed. FTX had no independent audit, the auditor was two people met in a bar, no effective regulation, headquartered in the Bahamas, no internal checks, SBF simultaneously controlled the exchange and the hedge fund Alameda. Lewis traces this structural defect, when financial innovation outpaces regulation, the vacuum of checks is filled by the least constrained actors. Third core insight, Caroline Ellison's role, the paradox of moral enabler and executor. Lewis gives extensive space to SBF's on-and-off girlfriend and Alameda's CEO Caroline Ellison. Ellison also believed in effective altruism, also came from an elite academic background. But in practice, she was the key figure executing SBF's decisions and signing the documents that moved funds. Lewis reveals a paradox: two people who believed in maximizing global well-being lowered each other's moral floor through mutual confirmation bias, not out of malice, but because in a closed belief system, every compromise was rationalized by a higher purpose. Fourth core insight, SBF's decision style, the blind spot of risk-neutral calculation. SBF's decision style was extreme risk neutrality. If a bet had a 51% chance of doubling and a 49% chance of going to zero, he would bet his entire net worth. This style is theoretically optimal, if repeatable, but in reality, 1-0 is the end. Lewis traces SBF's trajectory from Jane Street trader to FTX founder and finds he consistently substituted expected value calculation for risk management, never considering, if the worst case happens, can I survive it? The blind spot of this calculation, expected value assumes you can repeat infinitely, but in reality you play once. Fifth core insight, trust is irreplaceable, rationality cannot substitute for character. Lewis repeatedly presents a contrast, FTX's investors, Sequoia Capital, Tom Brady, the Ontario Teachers Pension Plan, were all seduced by SBF's rationality narrative. What they trusted was not SBF's character but his calculating ability. Lewis's conclusion, in finance, character is irreplaceable infrastructure. A person who lacks character but has extraordinary calculating ability is not a controllable genius, but a ticking bomb, because his calculations will tell you everything is fine, right up until everything is not. First practical implication, utilitarian calculation needs character checks. In any risk decision, expected value calculation is a tool, not a faith. When a decision maker uses the ultimate purpose to rationalize present means, there must be an independent character check mechanism, not does this trade make money, but if this were public, would I be ashamed? Effective altruism cannot become a shield for moral compromise. Second practical implication, checks and balances are not cost, they are insurance. FTX's collapse proves, audits, regulation, and internal segregation, those cost centers that seem redundant in normal times, are the only firewall in a crisis. In fintech, cutting compliance and audit investment to pursue efficiency is like dismantling the fire suppression system on a sunny day. Third practical implication, the fatal limit of risk-neutral assumptions. Risk neutrality is elegant in academia and lethal in practice. The core of risk control is not what is the expected return, but, in the worst case, am I still alive? Any strategy that relies on long-run averages must prepare sufficient survival capital for short-run extremes. Conclusion. Going Infinite is a book about how rationality fails. Lewis tells us SBF is not a specimen of villainy but a specimen of the unrestrained rationalist. When a person substitutes utilitarian calculation for moral intuition, expected value for risk management, and higher purpose for character checks, he is not going infinite, he is going to zero. The deepest lesson, in the financial world, character is not a soft skill but the hardest infrastructure of all.